Unrest in the Middle East. The economic crisis in Europe. Iran threatens Israel. The moral decay of America. What are the prophetic trends? And why is prophecy important? Stephen LeBlanc discusses these issues and the events surrounding the return of Jesus Christ. And now for World Watch Today, Stephen LeBlanc.
American power may seem to be successfully dealing with the world's problems, but the international standing of the U.S. itself is in decline. Long in the vanguard of leadership, the United States, as well as the British Empire, or the Brits, are increasingly being faced with complex and seemingly insoluble problems, such as we see in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran. Together, the United States and Britain have dominated the world scene for nearly two centuries, and during this time there have been crucial biblical prophecies concerning the time of the end, and they're being fulfilled before our very eyes. Is the world's greatest nation ignored in Bible prophecy? I'm talking about the United States. What about the greatest empire that ever existed? I'm talking about the British Empire. Is Britain ignored in the pages of your Bible? And why in recent history have the British descended nations come to possess the richest portions of the globe? Why have they enjoyed wealth and power without parallel? The British Empire was considered the most expansive and the wealthiest empire the world has ever seen, even more so than the Roman Empire. Rising quickly to prominence after the year 1800, Great Britain, and eventually the United States, have clearly dominated the world stage in the last 200 years. But today, clearly, both of these nations are in decline. The United States is considered a sunset power, a power that is losing its strength economically and even militarily. And now to prophecy. Most Old Testament prophecies are directed at the house of Israel. But in prophecy, you have to understand, you have to distinguish the difference. The house of Israel and the house of Judah are two distinct political entities. The Jewish people and the Jewish state in the Middle East are not necessarily composed of all the tribes of Israel. That Jewish state in the Middle East, which we call the nation of Israel, is composed of the tribe of Judah and also of the tribe of Levi, but clearly in the Middle East, that nation of Israel is made up mostly of those descended from the tribe of Judah. But the Bible speaks again and again of the 12 tribes of Israel, not just the one tribe of Judah. The northern tribes of Israel never returned from their captivity. Remember, they went into captivity at the hands of the ancient Assyrians because they constantly and consistently, without repenting, violated the laws of God. They did not listen to the prophets who warned them year after year after year that they needed to repent of their sins. And of course, they didn't obey what the prophets had to say, so God took them into captivity at the hands of their enemies, and eventually those 10 tribes of Israel remained completely separate and distinct from the Jews. So what happened to the 10 tribes of Israel? History has called them the Lost 10 Tribes. But where did they go? They didn't totally disappear. We're talking about millions of people. What happened to them? The answer to that question is one of history's most fascinating stories. And that answer involves the identity and location of these ancient people. And where they are today helps us to identify who the United States is, Canada, Great Britain, and Australia, along with New Zealand. It explains why we have achieved such national greatness. It also tells us what is going to happen to the United States at the very time of the end, events that are going to impact your life in an astounding way. Now, it's very important for you to phone us today. It's a toll-free call and request a copy of today's message. This is broadcast number 712, and we'll send that CD to you free of charge. That telephone number, which is toll-free, is 1-877-449-6753. The telephone number again is 1-877-449-6753. We'll send to you today's message, which is broadcast number 712. And this message today deals with the subject of the United States in prophecy and what happened to the lost tribes of Israel. So phone us at that toll-free number, which is 1-877-449-6753. Now remember, the Bible speaks of the 12 tribes of Israel, not just the one tribe of Judah. The northern 10 tribes never returned from their captivity. They settled in an area hundreds of miles from where the Jews were taken more than a century later into their captivity. The 10 tribes of Israel remained completely separate and distinct from the Jews. Now, while the Jewish state in Israel today and the city of Jerusalem do certainly play a very important role in end-time prophecies, not all Israelites are Jews. Let me repeat that. This is so crucial for you to grab a hold of and understand. Not all Israelites are Jews. I'll say that again. Not all Israelites are Jews, just as not all American citizens are from California. Remember, there were 12 tribes of Israel. Judah was just one tribe. Too many people erroneously believe that the Jewish nation in the Middle East today, called Israel, is the place where all Israelites live. But this is not the case. The truth is that all Jews are Israelites, but not all Israelites are Jews. Because the Jews were just one of the tribes of Israel. Jacob, as he was later known, Israel, had 12 sons. Judah was just one of those sons of Israel. So God made astounding promises to Abraham that continue to affect not only his descendants in the Middle East, but the whole world to this day. And those prophecies and promises impact the United States and the British people. The story of Abraham's descendants describe Abraham's offspring growing into a mighty nation, the Israelite kingdom, the tribes of Israel. All 12 of those tribes entered into a special covenant relationship with God. The Israelite kingdom was comprised of 12 tribes or family groups, descended from the 12 sons of Jacob. After Solomon's death, the Israelites divided into two competing kingdoms. The larger of the two kingdoms retained the name of Israel. They were comprised mostly of the 10 of the 12 tribes, the northern tribes, who had rejected the law of God and rejected the true prophets of God. They set up a kingdom in the northern part of the Holy Land. Now, God eventually punished the Israelites with famine, with captivity and war at the hands of the Assyrian Empire. People were forcibly exiled from the ancient homeland of Israel. And to this day, these people, these Israelites, are known as the Lost Tribes of Israel. Now, the smaller southern kingdom was called the Kingdom of Judah, and it comprised mainly of the two remaining tribes and remnants of another tribe. So this southern kingdom of Judah was made up of, ethnically speaking, Jews, Levites, and also some from the tribe of Benjamin. And for the most part, they retained their identity down through history and remained visible through history as a small and often persecuted race, the Jewish people. Many of them live in the Middle East nation of Israel today, and they number about 5.7 million Jews who live in Israel today. Now, Jesus Christ himself was very much aware of the tribes of Israel, all the tribes of Israel, not just the tribe of Judah. Notice a promise Jesus made to his apostles. You can read of this in Matthew 19, verse 28. Remember this passage. Take a look at this passage in your Bible. It's Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. And Jesus Christ plainly says to his apostles, I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, in other words, at the time when the kingdom of God is established on earth, that the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne. And you who have followed me will also sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So the 12 tribes of Israel actually exist at the time of the end. They haven't just totally disappeared or evaporated into history. They exist today, and the apostles, when they're resurrected from the dead, when Christ establishes his kingdom here on earth in the very near future, those apostles will actually sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Again, that scriptural reference is found in Matthew 19, verse 28.
The Middle East, news out of the Vatican, the rise of China, America's moral crisis. We discuss these topics and more in our Prophecy Bible Studies. Stephen LeBlanc is currently holding these public meetings in Sacramento, California and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Phone us toll-free for dates and locations. You can reach us at 1-877-449-6753. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. These Bible studies are free of charge and are usually held on Saturday afternoon. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. Please leave your address or telephone number with us, and we will get back to you with information regarding these meetings.
Now, in our prophecy Bible studies, we're going to be talking about how to identify the tribes of Israel in prophecy. This is why you need to attend these public Bible studies. They're free of charge. They only last for about 90 minutes, maybe at the most, an hour and 45 minutes. They're usually held on a Saturday afternoon. You need to phone us at that toll-free number. Find out when these Bible studies can be found in your area, what time they're going to take place. Again, they usually take place on a Saturday afternoon. So phone us at the toll-free number. Leave your address with us, and we'll get back to you regarding these prophecy Bible studies. Now, that telephone number is toll-free, and that number is 1-877-449-6753. Make sure to leave your address with us. We'll get you information regarding the next prophecy Bible study in your area. That telephone number is 1-877-449-6753. Israel's descendants were known by various titles, such as the seed of Abraham, the house of Isaac, the house of Jacob, or simply Jacob. And the patriarch Jacob later adopted Ephraim and Manasseh, his grandsons through Joseph, as his own sons in regard to his inheritance. God then revealed through Jacob that in the last days, prophetically speaking, in the last days, the descendants of one of Joseph's sons would become a multitude of nations, and the descendants of the other son would become a single great nation. You can read about this blessing in Genesis chapter 48, verses 3 through 19. Let me mention this again. This is very important to understand. God revealed through Jacob that in the last days, before Jesus Christ returns, the descendants of one of Joseph's sons will become a multitude of nations, or like a commonwealth of nations, and that the descendants of the other son would become a singular great nation. Take a look at what it says in Genesis chapter 48. Now, in reference to Genesis chapter 48, before dying, Jacob laid his hands upon Joseph's sons to bless them with the birthright, similar to the blessing his father had done to him when he was young. At the same time, Jacob adopted the boys as his own sons, and thus they were to actually be considered full sons of Israel and full brothers of the others. Joseph thought that Jacob was making a terrible mistake by placing his right hand on the younger of the two boys, but this was clearly deliberate. So Jacob, in the process of the blessing, actually crossed his arms to bless the boys in their proper order. You can read all about this in this fascinating historical and prophetic chapter found in Genesis chapter 48. Chapter 48 and verse 16, it says, and this is Jacob speaking, blessing the lads, and he says, "Let my name be named upon them, and the name of my father, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth." So these two boys, Ephraim and Manasseh, the sons of Joseph, become Jacob's sons. And there were prophecies, end-time blessings, that would fall upon these two sons, or upon their descendants, at the time of the end, just before Jesus Christ returns. And verse 17, "Now when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, so he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head and to place it on Manasseh's head, who was the oldest. But Joseph said to his father, 'Not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head.'" Remember, at this time, Jacob could not see very well. But Jacob knew what he was doing in verse 19. "But his father refused and said to Joseph, 'I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall become great. But truly his younger brother, Ephraim, shall be greater than he, Manasseh.'" So the blessing entailed the fact that Ephraim, the younger son, was to become the greater in terms of national blessings at the time of the end. Where Manasseh, the older son, even though he was to become a great nation, he would, of course, become a very great people himself, but that blessing would not be as expansive in terms of territory and land possession as was the blessing given to the descendants of Ephraim. I know this can sound a little bit complicated. This is why you need to order our booklet, It's a very simple booklet to understand the United States and Britain in prophecy. So make sure to order that booklet, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, and order today's message, which is broadcast number 712. You can reach us at the toll-free number, which is 1-877-449-6753. The telephone number is toll-free, 1-877-449-6753. We'll send you this booklet, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, without any obligation. This booklet is free. And now to Genesis chapter 35. Genesis chapter 35, and here we encounter a more specific end-time prophecy concerning the birthright promise. Here God promised Jacob that a nation and a company of nations would proceed from him. Genesis chapter 35 and verse 9, where it says, "Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Padan Aram, and he blessed him there. And God said to Jacob, 'Your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel shall be your name.' So he called his name Israel. And God said to him, 'I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings will come from your body.'" And prophecy tells us that the birthright promise would be fulfilled in two separate countries. One a great country, and the other nation, a country that was to rule over a commonwealth of nations. In effect, it would rule over an empire. Let me restate this. Prophecy tells us that the birthright promise would be fulfilled in two separate countries at the time of the end. One would become a great country, and one, the other, would become a nation that was to rule over a commonwealth of nations. In effect, that son, or the descendants of that son, would rule over an empire. So what do we find today at the time of the end? We find the single greatest country that has ever existed is the United States of America. And the greatest empire that has ever existed, even greater in terms of territorial reign, as well as economic strength and military power, actually is the Great British Empire. Now, the Great British Empire is not what it used to be 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. But the British Empire, and a lot of people don't understand this, is considered the greatest empire that has ever existed. It was larger than the Roman Empire. It had more wealth than the Roman Empire.
We love our land. From the majestic Rocky Mountains to the open plains of the Midwest to the beautiful ocean vistas. But what will happen to the United States in the future? Will we suffer through another depression? Will other nations raise their sword against us? Will crime, divorce, and drugs destroy us from the inside? Answers to these questions can be found by ordering the free booklet, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. Phone us toll-free at 1-877-44-WORLD. That's 1-877-449-6753. And request your free copy today.
Now, this booklet is very important, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. And also, we have another booklet called National Punishment. What is going to happen to the United States before Christ returns? We're going to be punished for our national sins. And these are sins we just seem not to recognize or even have any desire of repenting from. So make sure to phone us at that toll-free number, which is 1-877-449-6753. We'll send you our booklets, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, and also our booklet on national punishment. We'll send these booklets to you free of charge. There's no obligation to us. The number again is, and of course it's toll-free, 1-877-449-6753. And now we take a look at another prophecy found in Genesis chapter 49, and this prophecy has to do with the United States and the British people at the time of the end. Now, the prophetic passage tells us that Joseph's descendants, remember, Joseph's descendants, we're talking about the two boys, Ephraim and Manasseh, that in the last days, that they will live in a productive, well-watered, and fruitful land. They will be a people who have greatly expanded their territory and their influence, politically, militarily, economically, and culturally. A people whose branches grow over the wall, Remember, this is an end-time prophecy that's made very clear in the book of Genesis chapter 49. Particularly, look at Genesis chapter 49, verses 22 through 26. They will be a great nation and a company of nations, and God is going to give them great physical, material blessings, as well as great victories in war. Over the last 200 years, we have seen that the United States and the British people, the British Commonwealth of Nations, have enjoyed the choice blessings of the resources of the earth, and all these blessings are to be theirs in the last days. Take a look at Genesis 49 and verse 1. This is a last days prophecy. Now, eventually, the United States and the British people, the Commonwealth nations, will fall. They are sunset powers. They are declining world powers. And Jesus Christ is going to punish them in a severe way at the time of the end. And this punishment is the time of Jacob's trouble. Sadly, over the past couple of decades, we've seen, for example, here in the United States, now this would apply to Great Britain as well, we've aborted over 50 million of our children. Our marital institution has taken a horrible beating. The Ten Commandments have been pushed out of our schools. We lead the world in violent crime, divorce, and drug abuse. And our economy is in steep decline. We've turned our backs on God. We've rejected the Ten Commandments. We have the highest incarceration rate and the largest prison population in the world. There are more car thefts in the United States than anywhere else in the world by far. And of all the major industrialized nations, America is the most obese. Nobody watches more television than we do. On average, we watch 28 hours of television every week. The United States leads the world in credit card fraud. The United States has the highest percentage of one-person households. In other words, we're becoming a nation of single people. It seems we don't believe in marriage anymore. The U.S. has the highest divorce rate in the world by a good margin. And the United States has the highest teen pregnancy rate in the world by far. There are more school shootings in the United States than anywhere else in the world. And the United States has the highest child abuse death rate. And more people have been diagnosed with mental disorders in America than anywhere else on earth. Now, if you would like this fascinating fact sheet on America and where it ranks in terms of categories like crime and other damaging behaviors, phone us at that toll-free number. I'll send you the fact sheet on America. You can reach us at that toll-free number, which is 1-877-449-6753. To receive that free fact sheet on America, it's just one page, but these statistics are fascinating. Gives you a good snapshot of what's taking place in our culture today. Ask for that fact sheet. You can reach us at that toll-free number, which is 1-877-449-6753. The number again is 1-877-449-6753. And while you're at it, give us your address for our public Bible studies where we talk about what's taking place in Europe, what's happening in the Middle East, and what is taking place right here in the United States because we are declining power. And prophecy does tell us what is going to happen to our nation. That telephone number is toll-free, 1-877-449-6753. Just leave your address with us. We'll make sure to get back to you regarding when a prophecy study is going to take place in your city. So where can we find the descendants of Joseph today, the lost tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh? Now, this list of blessings that we find in Genesis chapter 49 eliminates most of the nations of the world today as contenders. To find who are the descendants of the tribes of Israel at the end time, particularly the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh, we have to ask, what nations possess the blessings in our world as we take a look at the last 200 to 300 years of history? Now, God promised all these blessings to the descendants of Joseph in the last days. Read it for yourself. Take a look at Genesis chapter 49. It's a prophecy of end-time Israel, a prophecy of the descendants of Jacob at the time of the end. And God certainly doesn't lie. We can trust Him to keep those promises. Now, don't forget we have this fact sheet on America. concerning our behaviors and some of our sins. It's a very interesting fact sheet. We'll send it to you free of charge. It's just one page. Also, we'll send you our brand new booklet called After Jesus Christ Returns. What actually takes place once Jesus Christ returns to this earth? You know, a lot of people don't understand exactly what is going to take place after Christ returns. What will be the laws? What will be the national holy days that all the people of the earth are to keep? The prophet Ezekiel goes into great detail concerning a temple that will exist in the kingdom of God, a temple that will be built shortly after Jesus Christ returns. What is the significance of that temple? So you need this new booklet entitled After Christ Returns. We'll send it to you free of charge. That telephone number again is 1-877-449-6753. The number again is 1-877-449-6753. And in a future broadcast, we'll pick up this fascinating subject. We'll discuss again the United States in prophecy. Until our next broadcast, I'm Stephen LeBlanc.
World Watch Today has been a presentation of the Church of God. To request literature or free audio CD of today's message, phone us toll-free 1-877-449-6753. That number again, 1-877-449-6753. And don't forget to visit us on the web to view our latest blog on world news and prophecy. Our web address is worldwatchtoday.org. That's worldwatchtoday.org. Thanks for listening.